Welcome to Hopscotch. Hey. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
Bill has been recovering from surgery.
Quite nicely, I might add.
Yes, I'll say.
I'm feeling very good. I'm up and about. And joined the gym yesterday so I can start working out, getting some flexibility back into the posterior, and get myself up and moving. Hopefully in fighting shape by summer.
That'll be great. Yeah. Just in time for vintage baseball season.
Just in time for me to play baseball like an old man.
You bought yourself a few more years, I think.
I think so. And I think in the not too distant future, since the season's coming up, I think we'll do a nice podcast regarding the Vintage Baseball League. I think that's a great idea. Perhaps we'll do a Fat Ox Ale.
Exactly. We've talked a lot about the Museum of the Fat Ox Ale and how similar it is to the Ben Franklin Poor Richard's Ale.
Exactly.
So when we get into the season, and you know what? I'll confess, I didn't try their other beer, the Intrepid Ale.
Well, we might have to...
It's a wheat beer. It's really not my taste, but...
Bite the bullet and try something we...
Why not?
...wouldn't normally...
Well, that's what we're here for.
For the good of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, you know, this is the day before St. Patrick's Day as we record this.
Indeed,
it's March 16th. And I'm half Irish, the drunk half, of course.
Of course.
So,
well, you do know that I have a tie to the Irish as well.
You do?
Yes.
Because you're Italian.
Exactly.
And St. Patrick was Italian.
Exactly. And we are coming up on St. Patrick's Day. In fact, we had our St. Patrick's Day meal today. Another.
Yes. We're at your house, and April put together a wonderful...
Corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage. Yeah. That's right. It was a terrific traditional Irish meal.
So... A week or so after the surgery, I went into the liquor store. And mostly it was to get the girls some wine and to have a bottle of scotch on hand so that, you know, when guests stopped by, I'd be able to serve. Because I was on the painkillers. I wasn't going to be drinking for another few weeks.
Right.
And our whiskey man came up to me and was so excited. And he said, I have been trying to get this in the store for months. It's fabulous. It's like my favorite new whiskey. And he brought me up to the Irish whiskey. And he showed me this bottle of green spot whiskey.
And I've never even heard of it.
I've never heard of it either. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to be drinking anything right now. I'll get it later so that Jim and I can give it a tasting. So a week later, I went back and bought one.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Now, we haven't had an Irish whiskey, you and I, in quite a while. When you and I first started drinking whiskey...
There was many a Jameson bottle killed.
We drained many of them, yes.
Yes. Irish whiskey, while a stepping stone, was not the penultimate.
No, our drinking evolution. Quickly got into the single malts. It'd be interesting. I mean, this is hopscotch.
Right.
But yet, we're going to try something a little different for St. Patrick's Day. We're going to try the green spot. And I can't wait to get into it.
Nor can I.
All right, so what do you say? Shall we dive in? Why don't you...
I shall.
We have our scotch snifter glasses.
Right. You know why?
Well, it's a whiskey.
It's a whiskey snifter, and it's a great way to get the full flavor of the drink. Okay, so... Finally, I get to peel the cork out of this sucker, and rather amusingly, they paint a little green spot on the top of the peg.
I like it.
I like it a lot, and it's a nice, hearty-looking bottle before you open. It's got a pretty deep color for
an Irish whiskey, I think so. It seems deeper than Jameson's.
Let's peel it open and hear what we got. That's a full scent to it. That's a hearty cork there.
I kind of like that, yeah.
Yes. Well, let's take a little pour and see what we come up with.
Thank you.
Lovely. It's a light scent. It's not very overpowering. It's airy. You know, it's a subtle scent. It's not a strong scent of anything. It's more of a fragrant.
Yeah.
You know, and it's...
A fresh scent to it, yeah.
I was going
to
say, it's very... You know what? I think this is a lovely smell for St. Patrick's Day because it's got that hint of spring air to it.
Aye. You know? I'll drink to that.
As will I.
This is quite nice.
This is very nice.
This is so much smoother than the Jameson's.
This is a...
It drinks kind of like a single malt scotch.
Well, it's... No, that's a such thing as a single malt Irish whiskey. It's a single pot still Irish whiskey. Again, it's got a nice flavor.
Nice warmth.
But it's not a back burner.
No.
It heats you down.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
This is one of the warmer ones, that, I mean, compared to the scotches we've been drinking.
Yes, but it gives you a full feeling without a whole mouthful of.
And it's not burning.
You know, it's hard to describe the taste of this whiskey. You know, it's not a lot of heat. There's not a lot of smoke, or it's not dirty in any way, shape, or form. It's a touch of sweetness to it.
Yeah, I was about to say that myself. It does have a nice sweetness to it.
But it's not sugary.
No.
It's not syrupy in any way.
Right.
It's just, it's a little sweet finish on the tip of the tongue.
Right. The heat is not in your mouth. It's in your chest.
It's got a slight touch of the iodine-y taste on the edges.
A little
edges.
Bit of the smell to it as
just
well.
Just a little on the edges, though. It's not.
Right.
The main taste is a little bit more on the sweet side. And it's
and
a
the
very,
smell
very,
is a little more on the sweet
very
side.
Very smooth whiskey.
But this is amazing.
This is a fabulous sipping whiskey.
Oh, yeah. This, like I said, compares to our favorite single malts.
I can see why our friend the Whiskey Man was so excited about it. Yeah, I think this goes in the rotation of our regular, you know, when we're just going to enjoy the evening, sit in the hot tub and swill a little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A cool spring night.
Ah, and a nice hot tub.
And the hot tub under the stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right from the smell off the cork, it was a little bit of the sweetness, and I could smell a little bit of the iodine. I thought it was kind of a smoke, but...
No, it's...
But it's not... It's not,
there's no wood, real wood flavor to this at all.
No, there isn't.
It's very clean. It's very tasty.
It's sort of like Yamazaki and the cleanness.
I'll give it that. It doesn't
but
have...
But it's sweeter.
It doesn't have the multi-level complexities as a lot of the single malts that
Right.
This has got that same clean taste, my third, fourth sip, as it does on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I love about a good scotch is when you take... Two or three tastes, it's like taking two or three different drinks.
Right.
But this is wonderful. I would recommend this. This is another one of those if you're going to start introducing nice whiskeys to people.
Yeah.
This one definitely goes on that list.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think this one is right for many different tastes.
As I look in the glass, it's a deep gold color.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I can see us drinking this whole bottle.
Easily.
Yeah.
Luckily, we started early tonight.
Yes, we did, actually. Yes.
Great whiskey, Jim.
Oh, this is fantastic. Bill, any word that comes out of our whiskey man's mouth, as far as I'm concerned, is got to be gospel, because...
He's never steered me wrong.
No, never steered you wrong. We've really not tasted anything we don't like yet.
No, he's been really good about all of this. Yeah. I've gone there, you know, and I've been a whiskey guy. You've seen me graduate from Coors Light up to real beer. And from Jack Daniels to single malt scotches.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You always liked your Jack Daniels and bourbon.
And, right. But to me, bourbon's a mixed whiskey. You don't drink bourbon straight up. I've never met a bourbon that I can appreciate as much as a scotch.
Right.
And I do like this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a stands alone, doesn't need a mixer, doesn't need an ice cube,
right.
Doesn't need anything to, you know, I wouldn't waste ginger ale in this.
No.
You know, because this is really good stuff.
Well, you know, my
the
history,
taste of this stands alone. You know what? As we've gotten through this glass, it's gotten better.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. My own history with the drink, like everybody drinking your typical bottle of, like, Molson or Labatt's.
Budweiser. I think Labatt's, Molson, is that like a lager?
That's more of a lager, yeah. Right. I drank for quantity, not over quality.
You drank for purpose, not for pleasure. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You drink for the love of drunk.
Well, and at grad school, we went on a brewery tour, and that was really my first introduction to the craft brews.
I like to think of that very experience is really started us towards this trip that you and I are on right now.
Very much. Yeah.
This whiskey tasting adventure that you and I are on started by us stepping outside of our norms and moving to something different. And, you know, I, for one, have gotten a much different view in life about things in general. I will try different foods. I will try stuff I haven't tried in the past because I've learned that the different experience, the road that you normally wouldn't take, leads you to something else. And that gives you a wider variety that tells you to experience life, even if you don't like it. And, you know, doing those different things gives you a better appreciation of different people, different places, different circumstance. And, you know, where you are in life and how you feel about things can change in an instant. So always being able to change your perspective, you know, change your tastes, change your appreciations of the different things in life, it makes life that what it is. It's that much livable. And if you always do the same things all the time, over and over again, you become a creature of habit.
Yeah.
You stop living. You stop growing. So the better you can change your routine up and you change your philosophy and how you look at things and how you do things, your life becomes more real the more different experiences you can get.
Very well said. And so we have a little life philosophy with our whiskey today.
Whiskey? Philosophy?
Yeah. Well, you're philosophizing like an Irishman.
Like an Irishman with a bottle of whiskey in his hand. Exactly.
All right, so that's glass number one.
So, Jim, let me get you a couple stones here.
Yes.
Oh, a couple stones. So the beauty of, at least in Scotch, and we'll see how it works with the Irish whiskey, is the very subtle differences in a glass poured and a glass slightly chilled. So I got these fabulous whiskey stones. One of the things I almost bought myself before Christmas until somebody rather generously gave me some with a book on philosophy. And, you know, the different stories around the whiskies and the regions and why the Irish use the E and the Scottish don't. Mostly the Scottish don't because the Irish do.
Well, the whiskey is such a source of pride for a region.
But the same as goes with the Irish.
Right.
You know, the Irish are very fond of their whiskey.
Let's try. We did the whiskey stones, which we've explained before. You freeze them. So it's like putting ice in without putting ice in. It just chills your drink without diluting it.
It's a subtle chill. Mm-hmm. We generally put about 3 stones per jig. And you can feel the difference in your hand.
Yeah.
And that brings out slightly different scents. Although this is still very floral.
Yeah, I mean, it's not overly medicine-y. It's not overly...
No. But this whiskey wasn't to begin with.
No, it wasn't.
But what it does... You know what? Actually, with the taste, it kind of kills that little iodine taste that it had to it.
Yeah.
Again, I want to say sweet, but it's not full-on sweet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's hard to describe.
That's one taste that I do like in the whiskeys, is a little bit of sweetness to it.
This is a tip-of-the-tongue whiskey.
If anything,
flavor is all in the very tip of your tongue in this whiskey. You know, like some of the scotches and some of the heavier stuff, it's all over your whole mouth, and you get it on the top of your mouth, and you get it on the sides of your tongue. This is very upfront. Your first taste is your full taste, and it's a good, very nice tasting whiskey. I'm nearly as excited as was portrayed to me that day that I stepped into the liquor store for the first time after my surgery.
We're going to have to get more of this. This is something to keep around the house, I think. How much was it, may I ask?
This one, I believe, is about $40.
Okay, so we're talking...
To me, this is high-end for an Irish whiskey.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's high-end, but it's not high-end for this quality whiskey.
Right. Not for our palate. It's not at all.
Here's the thing. Coming into this particular podcast, I'm thinking I've got to approach this slightly differently than I would a Scotch. I don't want to try to compare it to a Cardew or a Balvenie or an Oban. But you know what? I think this does fit well in that family.
Well, and I said it as soon as I tasted it, it kind of drinks like a single malt. It's got some of those same qualities. I think that the whiskey stones, I hesitate to say it the way I'm going to say it. It's got just a hint of creaminess to it now that it's cooler.
It smooths it out a little bit.
It does. It takes a degree
that heat's
two
not
out of
a,
the heat.
The full heat's not there anymore.
No.
It's only about maybe a two-thirds heat.
As far as the flavor goes, like you said, you still have that upfront sweetness.
Yeah.
It didn't enhance it or diminish it. It's still pretty consistent in flavor.
This is a very good whiskey. I
put this up there with my favorites.
I would put
with
this...
With Oban, with Cardew, with Mortlach.
I was very close to actually saying that.
Yeah.
Earlier, this goes in with the Mortlach and the Oban as top shelf stuff. I mean, this is one of our probably 3 or 4 best whiskeys that we've drank.
Absolutely.
I think the difference between this and the Scotch is the lack of complexities. It's not multi-level flavor, I would say. It is what it is, similar to the Yamazaki. I like this better than the Yamazaki.
So do I, actually.
No.
Yeah. Yamazaki was fine. There was nothing bad about it.
No.
But this has a little more character to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that's the end of our podcast today. And once again, this is Hopscotch. I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And thank you all for listening today.
That's right. And happy St. Patrick's Day.